Welcome back to Comment, Press TV's weekly show where you get the opportunity to call in, SMS us or email us to give us your views on this live program broadcast from London. Could I just make the point, before we had the break, the email we had from Jocelyn in London, where he referred to Israeli war crimes and crimes against humanity, well, obviously, no convictions have taken place on this, and I just wanted to make the point that this was merely the opinion of a viewer. I'm not told what to say on this program. Nor are you who phone us, who text us, who send us emails. These are viewers' opinions, and we give them to you unedited and live so that you can hear what people have to say, but we don't endorse necessarily what is said any more than what I say to you. And also the reference to mass murder in the introduction video clip at the head of this program used the phrase mass murder, an emotive phrase, and you must judge that yourself, whether that's an appropriate comment on what happened in the airliner incident. So we'd just like to try and put things in perspective for those who are watching the programme. If you have an opportunity to pick up a phone and call us, we'd still like to hear from you by calling 0044 208 601 4555, and we'll call you straight back, so there'll be no big bill waiting for you at the end of our chat. Or if you'd like to SMS us, then you can text us on 0044 780 008055, or you can email us to comment@presstv.co.uk. That's comment@presstv.co.uk. So give us a call, and first, before we have any more contributions from our viewers, we're going to have a look at some cartoons. I always envy cartoonists, a wonderful ability, and this one is clearly the symbol of the American president with his in tray, Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, Bolivia, jobs to do. And underneath that, Iraq, Palestine, and Afghanistan, done. Well, maybe not quite done, but often cartoonists can say what it would take a columnist 1,000 words to say to give the message. That's from Carlos Latuff in Brazil, a very talented cartoonist. This is one of Bendib's cartoons. What did you think of Obama's Cairo speech to the Muslims? It moved me to tears, and the gravestones for 2009. And this is referring to the unmanned drones bombing, which killed so many civilians. Unmanned drones in the bottom corner speak louder than words. A very telling and rather sharp cartoon there from bendib.com. And this one? I think it's Gordon Brown, I wouldn't swear to it. 4 billion taxpayers' money, 4 billion euros taxpayers' money going down the lavatory pan. And that's a cartoon about the Anglo-Irish Bank. And which publication is this one in? Chuck Money. Well, I think there's been a lot of money gone into saving the banks around the world, and whether we'll see any of it back, we'll have to wait and see. We're going to take an email next, and we'd like to see where this is coming from. And this is from Halim SM in Sri Lanka. Thank you for calling us in Sri Lanka. I see all these latest unrests in Iran as nothing but a dirty political game by some Western political powers trying to get rid of a democratically elected political leader who doesn't dance to their tunes. I suspect Israel's hand in it because they just want to see trouble in Iran and divert the attention from illegal settlements. Well, Halim, you make a point. I can't be a judge of what's gone on there. Clearly, not everybody voted for the president who won. How big the gap was, how do we know? Difficult to tell. But many people are clearly very worried about the result, and many Iranians stand by the president's re-election. So in a democracy, there are different opinions. Could I just make the point that when I gave you the SMS number earlier on, I gave it as 55, and of course it should be 66. So I'm sorry if I've confused you with my poor reading, but it's 0044 780 008066. There must be enough zeros in there to keep everybody happy. I must sound like a Swiss bank account number of Robert Mugabe. But if you can, send us a text or just email us to comment@presstv.co.uk. And now let's take a phone call. Who's calling us? Hello.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I wanted to First of all, thank MP Galloway for doing the Viva Palestina convoy that's going to Gaza from, I believe, New York City on July 4th.
Yep.
However, I take exception. He won't review a book titled The Transparent Cabal. It was written by a friend of mine, Dr. Steven Snegovsky, and it has a very favorable review in Middle East Policy, which is a publication associated with the Middle East Policy Council that the former Ambassador Chaz Freeman was the head of. He's actually the ambassador whom the Israel lobby had pressured to withdraw recently. I'm sure you're familiar with that. And I'd like to basically back up what your prior caller said about Obama basically being a mouthpiece for the pro-Israel lobby. I agree with you in that he does seem to be a decent man. However, the very concerning news is that Dennis Ross, who's been associated with AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and its spinoff think tank in Washington, D.C., the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, Dennis Ross has now been moved to the White House National Security Council, and he's just come out with a book which advocates a military attack on Iran. And you can go to neoconzionistthreat.com for more on this. It's very, very concerning. He's trying to undercut General James Jones, who's actually against war with Iran, and I think the world should be put on notice with this. And lastly, President Obama has also been supportive of the covert funding of dissidents in Iran. So here's President Obama trying to reach out, saying he's for diplomatic pursuit with the Iranians, but yet he's doing the same thing that the Bush neocon regime had done in trying to undermine that current government, which was democratically elected by the Iranian people. I'm not saying that it's an open democracy where every candidate can run, but it's still more democratic than, let's say, Saudi Arabia or Egypt. And, you know, here he is undermining him, but at the same time talking out of the other side of his mouth, saying he wants to pursue a diplomatic and friendly negotiations with Iran. Again, that website, neoconzionistthreat.com. Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for calling us from Los Angeles. And you've made a point. I would tell George Galloway about the book, because those who watch George frequently on this program, and I've known George Galloway for, you know, some 25 years maybe, you don't tell George, but I'll certainly inform him about your call. And I'm sure if he thinks it's appropriate, he'll try and work in a reference to the book you mentioned. But it's you made many points in that contribution. I'm glad you had the opportunity to make them. I get the impression that the American government does want to have better relations with Iran. I think Secretary of State Clinton is certainly talking that way. I think Obama is genuine in wanting that, because it's good for Iran, it's good for the world that there are better relations between big, powerful nations. And there's no advantage to anyone in having difficulties. So I think you make the point, and let's hope for the best. We're going to take another phone call from where? Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Good evening. My name is Anwar. I'm calling from London.
Anwar, thank you for calling me.
Okay, how are you?
I'm very well, and good to have you on the show.
Okay, thank you. You know, first, I think I agree with the previous caller from the USA. There are a lot of points to ponder, and for those people who are in power, to make the world a peaceful place. Recently the Americans are pulling out of Iraq. Partly, I would say. Don't you think, and then I would like the viewer's point on this, that now that we know a lot of truth what happened when they went into the dodgy dossier from Tony Blair and the Bush and Colonel Powell and all those things, and as he mentioned, all those neocons, Richard Perle, Dick Cheney, Ronald Rumsfeld, and Paul Wolfers, they were all, at the time, they were all the people who fooled the world into believing us, into WMDs and all the rest of the propaganda through their own means. Now, what has happened in Israel, as well we know, the whole world knows, and I'm glad that people comment on this program, because the truth comes out. And what I want to know is this. Isn't it time that now the world knows the truth? All these people, including Bush, the ex-president, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and all those neocons who have been playing and fooling the world and telling us lies and have caused hundreds and thousands of innocent people killed in Iraq and around, they should be brought to justice. Why is it that, like, as you commented before, there are so many, you know, Security Council resolutions passed against Israel.
Yeah.
Nobody has taken the step. George Galloway has done it, Jamie Corbyn, Ewan Ridley, all of you people are trying best, I understand, but why is it?
Thank you for that. I think you make a good point, and people like George Galloway, you mentioned Jeremy Corbyn as well, who've been strong critics of the war and trying to hold people to account. On a Press TV book show called Epilogue, I reviewed once a book by Bob Woodward, who was the American journalist who exposed President Nixon, you may recall. Bob Woodward was a very distinguished American journalist, has written three or four books on the presidency of George Bush, the later George Bush, and what went on with Dick Cheney. And his final book, which we reviewed on the show, makes fascinating reading, if you get the opportunity to look at it, because it does go into detail about how the intelligence was massaged and since proven to be completely false that justified the invasion. No one's saying Saddam Hussein was not an evil and dreadful man, a bad man not only for his own nation but for so many of his neighbours. And so I don't think many people will shed tears that he's gone. But the basis for the invasion was shown to be so flawed. What it was really all for, whether it was just about oil, who knows. But let's hope that the Iraqi people come through the other side of this. The Americans, as you said, are withdrawing. And I'm glad, Anwar, you've had a chance to express your view. Thank you for calling. We have another caller. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name's David. I'm calling from England.
Good to hear you. Thanks
Good
for calling.
To hear you. Nice to speak to you, George. Oh, sorry, Derek.
That's all right. He's better looking than me.
Yeah,
what would you like to say?
I was watching Russia Today this morning, and they reported an increase in cancer cases in Serbia due to the use of depleted uranium during the Allied offensive.
Yeah.
And I wonder why we haven't heard any reports or evidence of similar problems in Iraq or Afghanistan. And I want to know if the Israelis use these same weapons in their raids on Gaza.
Yeah. Well, that's a very interesting point you raise about what went on in Serbia and the after effects of that. I really don't know whether there is anything in this about the impact afterwards of the use of shells which have from depleted uranium in Gaza. Would be very interesting to see if that's the case. I simply don't know, but if there are callers who do have more information about that, then we'd love to hear from them on an email. I think it's an interesting point you make, and one that hopefully the Western media might take a little more interest in, because I think people have a right to know. The arms industry is very big in the United Kingdom, even bigger in France, and so it's important that people know what the consequences are for those munitions once they've been expended, particularly on civilian targets. So thank you for that. Thank you for that call. We're now going to take an email. And where's this from? From Sadr City in Iraq. We've just been talking about Iraq. Hello, Hassam. Thank you for emailing us. Said Muqtada al-Sadr said on the day that the USA troops started withdrawing from urban areas of Iraq that all the bombings going off in Iraq are killing civilians and are done by the US troops to create instability in order to stay. Well, Hassam, you've expressed that view, and we're glad to have give you an opportunity to do that. I'm not personally convinced that is the case. I mean, the Americans and my own country, the Brits, do have a habit of interfering in places where they don't necessarily shouldn't necessarily meddle, but often the intentions are not evil. I think the people of America would want to see Iraq as a stable country, and the U.S. forces, as you know, are pulling back. Whether they'd be redeployed, I suppose, will depend on a decision of the government. But I think the thought that the American soldiers are going around trying to sort of bomb civilians to get it blamed on other religious groups, I'm not convinced by that, and if there's any evidence of it, it'll be interesting to see. Sometimes people have suspicious theories that do turn out to have a foundation, but I'm sorry, as I'm not convinced by that email, but thank you for sending it. Thank you for sending it. We're going to take a phone call. Hello, where are you calling us from?
Hello, I'm Mahar, calling from South London.
Mahar, thank you for calling me in the sweltering heat of South London.
It is, indeed. Earlier on, a caller said that shooting down of the Iranian airliner was that an act of terrorism. Why are we so reticent in calling the spade a spade? A civilian airliner comes down, and we believe the investigation of the Americans, for the Americans who go on to recommend the man for a medal or promotion, and we say that was fair, and then an American president sanctions so many millions to destabilize this country and that country, and we don't find that terrorism. What else is terrorism?
Yeah. Well, you make an interesting point about the definition of terrorism. I'm not an international lawyer, but I understand that if you're a recognized government in the United Nations, then you don't commit acts of terrorism. You might commit acts of war, but you don't commit acts of terrorism. They're committed by civilian groups, self-appointed groups, who don't have the backing of a state that is recognized internationally. That's, as I understand, the definition, but I'm not an international lawyer. One of our viewers, maybe, who will come on and tell you that I'm talking a load of drivel. But that's what I understand it to be. Was the captain of the USS Vincennes an international terrorist? No, I don't believe that for a moment. Were the consequences of his misjudgment appalling? Yes, they were. And should the American government apologize, albeit 21 years later, for that? Yes, of course they should. It's not going to bring those poor people back, but the 290 families that must live with the consequences of that misjudgment every day must think of it. So I think an apology, as you rightly say, is not unduly warranted. We're going to take an email next. And where's this from? I do love these gadgets. This is from Igni Doredo, Lebanese in Brazil, so sending us an email from Brazil. I often wonder what goes behind closed doors and start doubting their good intentions. Why can't the US be more specific on when Israeli foreign settlers should stop? A deadline would assure us of Obama's seriousness. Apart from all the atrocities committed by Israelis now, we learn that Israelis are also selling Palestinians' refugees' properties. Where will Palestinians live when they go back home? Share it with Israelis? Pay high rent? Please share your insight. It all seems so unfair, heartbreaking. I also want to know why Press TV is not known in Brazil. Most people I talk to never heard of Press TV and are ill-informed by CNN. Well, Igni, thank you for that email and for contacting us and putting that across. I hope you tell your friends to watch Press TV programs and coverage. The point you make about the Americans, I think President Obama has said that he does want the Israelis to stop the settlements. They've made that quite clear, as have most of the countries in the European Union. So I think the Israeli government can be in no doubt what the view of its democratic backers is, which is that it should stop and they should go from the occupied territories. And most people accept now that unless there is a two-state solution to the Palestinian issue, there never will be peace. And so it's in Israel's interests as well to have that settlement and to see a proper Palestinian state established in its own homeland. Can we take a phone call now? Got that off my chest. Who's calling me? Hello, could you turn the phone down a little? We can't quite make out what you're saying. Sorry.
All right. I can call you again. Thank you.
Yeah, we may
hello?
We may have to call.
Hello?
Yeah. Is that working? No, I don't think that's working. We may have to call you back. So let's take an email while we try and sort out that little technical problem. Sorry about that. Now, where's the email from? Aladia Rumo in Nigeria. Please save Nigeria from the World Bank attempt to loot our Federal Reserve by coercing our government to take World Bank loan. We don't need a loan. Our reserve is enough to run our economy. Well, Aladi, the World Bank is an interesting institution. I visited it about 2 months ago. I'm not sure what their specific intentions are for Nigeria. But, of course, Nigeria has tremendous oil reserves. I think Nigeria is a country with an amazing future. And so one hopes that it will be governed in such a way that the population is going to make the most of that. But what the World Bank's plans are, I have no idea. On the whole, they don't force governments to take money. If you disagree with the government, of course, that's more difficult to get your views across. But we're glad you've had a chance to say what you feel on Press TV and to tell other viewers of your concerns in Nigeria. But we wish you well. Now let's go back to a phone call. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's calling me?
Yeah, this is Mohammed from Oman.
Mohammed in Oman, thank you for calling. I'm Derek. Please say what you want to tell us.
Just a couple of... because I really want to thank Press TV, because prior to know about Press TV, I was glued with CNN and BBC and whatever it is. But since I started watching Press TV, in fact, I've seen the other side of the coin. In fact, you are... I can say you're speaking the truth, you are impartial, and in fact, I'm really, really, really happy to watch Press TV, and please keep it up and give us all the information, which we don't have from the other part of the world.
Well, thank you for that call from a man. As I said, I don't speak for Press TV, but like you, I watch what it has to say. I watch all the major channels. I watch Sky TV and CNN and BBC News, of course, as well. And I think you're right. It is very important to have different views put across. It's not always easy to know who's telling you the truth about any issue in the world, unless you're standing there in the exact place. So I think Press TV does fulfill a very good service, which is why I'm very happy to be doing this show with them tonight. And I think we always have to take a pinch of salt with anything we view and watch around the world. We're going to take a phone call next. Hello?
Hi, Derek. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Who's this?
This is Abdul. I'm just...
Abdul, curious. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you for having me. I was just listening to what you were saying regarding Iranian airliner being shot down by American warship.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that it was a mistake. I can assure you that American, they have the latest and the most accurate weaponry system. And there's a huge difference between the fighter plane, F-14, and a passenger plane in terms of size, the speed, altitude. So it would have been almost impossible that for them to make a mistake and shut down that plane. And purely, if that was so difficult to distinguish between fighter plane, passenger plane, we would have them getting shut down all around the world. In fact, that was the only time that it had happened. So this is something that cannot be a mistake. And the last thing I wanted, the last point I wanted to make was that even if it was a mistake, you know, rather than America apologizing for the death of 290 people, they in fact gave a medal to the captain of that ship. So as you can see, I don't think it was a mistake in the first place. And even if it was, they didn't really show the sorrow. That was a point I just wanted to make.
Well, thank you for making that point. I think it's a fair point you make. The inquiry that took place within a month of the tragedy happening showed that the airliner had actually been in contact with the civilian air traffic control throughout the time. It was on a recognized flight path to Dubai, so there was no problem with that. But for whatever reason, the mechanics on the ship, the mechanical processes on the ship, were picking the plane up as on an incoming flight path, and that's where the error occurred. Apparently, planes have some sort of system. I'm not technical, as anybody who's watched me with emails would know, but they have some system on board airliners which gives out a signal if it's a military aircraft or if it's a civilian aircraft. And Flight 655 was giving out a civilian signal. So it was in no way the fault of Iranian Airlines or the pilot of that civilian aircraft. It was unquestionably a faulty equipment on the American warship and a misjudgment that I think you're quite right, they should apologize for. Let's take another phone call. Who's this calling me now?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Hussein. I'm calling from England.
Hussein, thank you for calling me.
Hi, Derek. Yeah, thanks for having me. Derek, I'm going to mention a few things, and please help me. Now, this is the problem with Palestine. I think the only way Palestine will be free is for the Muslims to become self-sufficient, determined, not to rely on anyone else. Because no one in the world, no President of the United States, or Prime Minister of Britain, or President of France, who will bring freedom to the Palestinians. Only the Muslims.
Hussein, I was just going to say, I think the point you make, anyone who's visited the territories, who's met so many people from Palestine, they are a very talented people. You're quite right. It's quite a tragedy that they're not allowed to develop to their full capacity, both intellectually and commercially. I interviewed on the Book Review show to a young Gaza University professor who's one of the most impressive academics I've ever met. And so you're quite right. There's an awful lot of talent that needs to be used. I'm sorry, Hussein, we're coming to the end of the show, and that's all we have time for. But thank you for your calls, and thank you for your emails and texts from around the world. We've had people from all over the place. UK MP George Galloway will be back next week, so we hope to see you then. And until next week, goodbye from me.
massacre night after night, while the soul.